Boston is a sports town. At bars in the city, it's pretty easy to find fans of the Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins, or Patriots rooting on their team. But you can also find fans that live and die with the success of teams like Liverpool, Chelsea, or Arsenal. Those, of course, are soccer teams in England's Premier League. WBUR artery reporter Jeremy Goodwin took in the atmosphere with some of these diehard fans.
It's 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and just a few blocks from the Garden, where Celtics fans are beginning to gather, a few hundred rabid soccer fans are packed into an Irish pub in Government Center called the Kinsale. They're here to see a match between two of the Premier League's top teams. Arsenal and Tottenham Hotspur, or Spurs for short, are bitter rivals. Picture the Red Sox and Yankees if Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium were just 4 miles apart. To an unsuspecting person walking in, fan Tom Geary admits,
"Oh, when the Spurs go
it must seem like another sports planet in here."
It's definitely a different world for the outsider, but I mean, if you came in here, it's hard not to get sucked into this and just be excited about it, you know? Everybody likes the Red Sox and Bruins, but can you really go into a bar on any of their game nights and get this atmosphere?
Most of the fans here are Americans who adopted Tottenham. Many first got into soccer by watching the World Cup and then scouted around for a club to follow. Some research the different teams and carefully picked one. Others find their new allegiance through family or friends. Matt McDonald has been pulling for Spurs for more than 10 years.
I used to work with a bunch of Irish guys. On the weekday games, we would leave early and go to the bar, and that's how I got into it, just as much as the Bruins or the Patriots or anything like that.
If Spurs win today, they'll finish above Arsenal for the first time in 22 years. You can feel that the stakes are high. The tight match is scoreless at halftime, and I dart out to the T station. After a 15-minute subway ride, I go behind enemy lines at Lear, the Boylston Street pub where Arsenal fans gather. Bodies are packed shoulder to shoulder, and it's a sea of Arsenal red. 10 minutes into the second half, Tottenham scores, and the boisterous room gets deathly quiet. For a while, all you can hear are the cheering Tottenham fans on the TV broadcast. Spurs hold out for the win, and I can only imagine the jubilation over at the Kinsale. Here at Lear, the unhappy Arsenal fans, who call themselves Gooners, stick around for a post-match raffle and a pep talk.
This is the time it's worth it. This is the time you show you're a fan. This is the time you are a Gooner!
Tottenham and Arsenal fans are not the only English soccer diehards who take over local pubs once a week. Liverpool supporters pack the Phoenix Landing. Manchester United fans flock to McGann's, all under the nose of folks walking by on the sidewalk who have no idea this subculture exists. Proud Gooner Jeffrey Werner says there's a sense here of being in on something special that flies under the radar.
There is a feeling of camaraderie, a feeling of being a part of something that a lot of people don't understand, but those that do really, really understand it, so it's a really easy way to make instant friends.
And Werner says those bonds stay strong even when your team lets you down.
In a lot of ways, this is a family. And, you know, you stick with your family through thick and thin, and we lost today, and we lost the game that I would have really liked to have won, and we didn't, and I'll see you next week.
As disappointed Arsenal fans drizzle out of Lear, someone turns on the Celtics game, and it begins to look like any old Boston pub again. Until next weekend, when soccer fans will take it over once again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jeremy Goodwin.